this morning. This morning, I like to speak on the topic, the most important thing in man's life. What is the most important thing in our life? We understand that everyone has his own life. It can be 60 years or 70 years, 80 years, it does not matter. Anyway, you have one life. And we understand that we cannot repeat our life again. If we finish our life, that will be the end. And during our life, there are many people who have different field of study. For instance, some people study about flower, about automobile, about airplane, many different kinds of field of study. And they put everything they can to find out. The best way to make them better or more effective, more useful, many things. But this special field of your study, you can change it. You can choose out of many things. Sometimes if you do, but on your way you can change it. Even though we can choose out of many things, and sometimes we can discontinue and we can do new things, but still we think it is very important, very valuable things. But when we compare our life to our special field of study, our life, we cannot change it. You cannot choose. Of course, our life, this is only given one. You cannot get away from it. You have to take it. But we don't have anybody who became the expert of life. Actually, this is our life, our own life. Therefore, everyone should become the expert of life. So this means everyone must study what life is. Everyone must study how to make life better, how to make life more efficient one, more useful one, more beautiful one. We have to use much more concern about our life. But in reality, it is not. This life was used by our ancestors. Our grandfather lived. Our father lived. Still is living. Sometimes. If they had their life, when you study something, you always make some books or some writings, or you bring conclusion and you want to give it to other people who did not study or who is to study the same field. For this life, generation to generation, all people had this life, but those who had this life, during their lifetime, they should have gained something about their life. Therefore, they should have given the most important point to their children. Because this is very valuable one, the only chance we can live on earth. But do we have any teachings from our own grandfather or father or your mother or grandmother? We do not have this. This is the most important thing. But we don't have any teachings from our own ancestors. Why is this? We have to think about this. Many people are having life, but many people do not understand, even do not think of how important it is. Many people do not try to think the value of life. Very few people try to make it a better one. But without much success. We know many people consider money is very important, or knowledge is very important, or power is very important, honor is very important. So to get these things, they do anything. They put everything. But to find out the true value of life, to make his life the most best one or most beautiful one, they don't use too much time or don't pay too much attention or they don't put in too much efforts. These days, we say it is a very busy world. So you are very busy in doing your own field, work in your own field. And also we know the difference between East and West. Not only Western world, but even Eastern world, where they put more emphasis in man's internal life, but even in the Oriental world, Eastern world, they become very busy and they don't think of other people or they don't think too much to have good connection with other people, neighbors around them. So they just put everything. They always say they're busy. They are busy in their business, in making money or something. So they don't consider about their life. Recently I read one man's own experience. He was a very successful businessman. He was over 50s. And he was a Japanese. So you know in Japan how they work hard. So he was very hard in doing his business. So he never thought of anything. Just he thought of his doing his business. But he had disease. He found in his lung something. Some dark thing was found by X-ray and doctors said it might be cancer of lung. So he had to go into hospital. So he was hospitalized. He was he had good position in his company and he had money. So he wanted to go into a single man's room, you know, where you can stay alone. But it was full, the hospital was full, so he could not get single patient room, so he had to go into six people's room, you know, where six patients stayed. But he found out that he was very lucky to live with six other five patients. If he stayed in single room, he had thought many things just by himself. He had to worry, you know, because he had to face operation. And he does not know what outcome will it be. If it was cancer, he does not know whether he will die or not. So if he stayed alone, he should have worried too much about his future, about his operation, anything. But because he stayed with other five patients, those people were not rich people. You know, they could not afford good rooms, so they stayed. They stayed there, so they were just plain people. But there he found a new thing, which he never found before. Those high or position people, you know, always they think of their business or something. But these people, plain people, they had much richer heart. And they tried to help each other because they had common worries, common things. Everybody had operations. That was the surgery hospital. So everyone had operation. So there he could learn from them. Or he saw all those patients who already had operations, and they became better. And they gave him all kinds of encouragement. You know, just you don't have to worry too much about this. They had such experiences. They gave all the experience they had. They tried to help him very much. So by this, he could be comforted. He could have courage to face operations. And there he felt the important thing in man's life is not mind, is not position, but was good human relationship, having good heart to other people, to help other people. Also, he found there the importance of friendship. He was very busy, so he could not meet many friends, but when he was hospitalized, his friends heard his news, and many of them came to visit him. And before, he did not know how they loved him. He did not know. But when he was sick, his friends came and they gave him much love, and they did not want anything happen to, bad thing happen to him. They wanted to care. They gave good love, and they really cared him, which he never knew before. So by this, he felt very strong. His heart was really moved by this. So because of this sickness, he found new field of life. He found most important thing in man's life was not the things which he worked for. Not money, not position, not honor, but most important thing is to have good human relationship. Good to have good heart to other people, to try to help other people, to have good, beautiful friendship. This is the most important thing. He found out this. Therefore, after he got operation, his life was completely changed. Because of this experience, his life could be changed. If he did not have such experience, he might have continued the same way of life. So he was over 50, but anyway, he was lucky to find out this. But actually, without having such experience, we should have learned this from the beginning of our life. If our grandfathers, our father, own father, or own parents knew this, they should have taught us the most important thing in man's life is not those things which most people look for, but important thing is to make our heart richer one, more beautiful one, bigger, more mature one. These things are the most important thing. Therefore, we have to put our efforts in making our heart such one. We know it's very important to know God. But even if we know God, if we do not try to make our mind or our heart beautiful one, if we don't try to make our heart more rich one, more loving one, what will it be useful to know God? Knowing God, that will not mean anything. Also, we know the importance of divine principle. What is divine principle for? Of course, we have to do God's work, God's will, but what is the final purpose of letting us do God's work? That is to make us resemble God. By doing God's work, by doing same thing as God did, or same thing God wants us to do. By doing this, we of course we want to accomplish God's ideal world, but we know God's ideal world is the world where all men can build up good heart relationship. All people become as one body, your brothers and sisters. This is the ideal world. And each one must become the substantial body of God. We always say this. But the substantial body of God is the one who has same heart as God has. Because of God's heart, God created all things. He is loving all things. He is loving all people. He is trying to build His kingdom again. He was to restore His kingdom on this earth. Therefore, when we do our God's work, our aim should be to be like God. This means to have same heart as God has. This is should be our aim. Therefore, in man's life, the most important thing is this: how to make our heart more beautiful, more rich, more loving, more useful, and how to control our life, our mind as we want. These things should be the main things we have to put our efforts for. We know that man's life is one. So during our life, we have to make ourselves most valuable ones, so that we can be proud for it when we go to the spirit world. But this pride will come when we use our mind, our heart, for the people. Of course, there can be many external things, but external things alone will not make us proud. Internal things are more important. What kind of attitude? How we use our mind, our heart, during our lifetime? This will be the most important thing. As God is using His mind, His heart for the people, for the whole world, we have to use our heart, our mind, for the people, for the whole world. When we do this, we can become son of God or daughter of God. Because without resembling God's heart, we cannot be called God's child or God's children. Therefore, of course, we have many different things. We have different works. But whether we do one thing or the other, it does not matter. The main purpose should be to make our heart, our mind, like God's heart, like God's mind. And this is the most important thing in our life. If we cannot make our mind such one, we will become the failures in our life. Failed ones in our life. Today is the first day, actually New Year's Day, by lunar calendar. Actually, by this year, last year is completely gone, and we are now having New Year, both by solar calendar, by lunar calendar, both. So we are starting actually 1986. Of course, we had already 1 month passed. But still, this can be of a new start. So we want to make our value bigger and bigger. So everyone understands this. We want to my value bigger and bigger. Now how can we make our value bigger? If our mind becomes bigger, if our mind is developed, if our mind becomes more beautiful, if our mind becomes more loving one, it is increasing our value, plus our accomplishments. With this heart, we have to accomplish something. So by adding to ourselves something, we have to add something. By adding something, our value will become bigger. Adding, that is, internally, our heart will make our heart bigger, our mind bigger one, better one. This is internal one. Externally, we do things with this heart, and this our accomplishments will be added to ourselves. So, internal development and external accomplishments, when they come together, our value will become bigger and bigger. So actually, God wants us to make us like Him. Of course, we cannot become Creator God, but God's desire is to make us like Him. See? God is so valuable, so big. We may think man is very small, but God wants to make this small man big one. We have no limit in our heart, in our mind. And when we love whole world, all people as God loves, we can accomplish many things, and these things will be added to us, and our value will become like God. Therefore, we have to be able to say to our children that from my own experience in my life, the most important thing of life is this. So we have to be able to teach our children from the beginning of life, they can know the most important thing and they can achieve that. Not when they at the age of their death or dying age or 60 or 70, but in early ages, they should be able to get the important thing already done in them. And their life can be really meaningful one and most valuable one in sight of God and in front of all people. So this is our regret that we could not have such teachings from our own parents, our own grandparents. If they really had serious life, thoughtful life, they should have been able to give us such teachings. But we could not have this. But we want to give this to our children. So they don't have to repeat life as our ancestors or as we did. Of course, our case is much better because we know divine principle and many things. But our ancestors could not know this. Their life was very, we can say, miserable ones. When they go to spiritual, they find out it. See? Therefore, we want to make our life more valuable, more meaningful one, and we want to give this to our children so that our children can have this life, this only life, most valuable one. They will have no regret when they finish their life on earth. Many people, when they face the time of death, they regret. They have big regrets for their life. But we don't want to have this regrets. We have to have satisfied life. So we should have this. I could not do better. Even if I were given the same life again. If we could have this, he should be the most happy person. So we want to be happy one. Not only in some trenched area, but the time. But when we die, we should feel this. I was the happiest one in this life. We should be able to say this. And we should be able to feel this. Not only say, but we should really feel this. So, all the teachings which we got from two parents or from Bible or all the things are to make us such person with most beautiful heart, rich heart, mature heart, and can have good relationships with other people, can give good feelings to other people. Very soon we'll have a true parent's birthday. That will be the 14th. Today is 9th. So after 5 days, we'll celebrate our true parent's birthday. And for parents, this true parent's birthday, we have to give something which can please our parents. Usually we give some presents or something we do to please our parents. But I think the best present for them is not something, visible things. Of course, you can give some nice presents, but not those things. But when we come to understand parents more, when we understand their heart, and we make ourselves new determination, that we want to learn the heart of parents or heart of God, when we make this determination, when we make up such mind in ourselves and try to bring this in our lifetime, this will be the best present for our true parents. So each one of us will, actually we could learn this from our true parents, and because of divine principle we could see also many things from God's viewpoint. If we did not have divine principle, we could not see things from God's viewpoint. But because of true parents, because of divine principle, we could know more things. We could find more things from our life. Therefore, we have to have really grateful heart for them, and we have to really try to become like them. We have to really try to become like God, okay? To inherit God's heart. With this new heart, we will have to celebrate the true parents' birthday. This will make them really happy. And this will be the best present for their birthday. So we'll pray together. unhappy or having hatred or having disappointment, we have to try to have grateful heart all the time. If you have gratitude to everything, Satan cannot come in. But to be grateful, we always say that you have to be grateful in everything. But to be grateful to everything, you have to understand why you have to be grateful. You have to find out the reasons why you have to be grateful. If you cannot find any reasons why you have to be grateful, you cannot have gratitude. We know the famous word, know yourself. But I like to say this, know your time, know what you have, know what you can. Know yourself is too vague. Therefore, first we have to understand what time we have. Know our time. If we really understand the time where we live now, we can find many reasons why we have to be grateful. We know in the past there was a dark age. People suffered very much. There were many reasons people had to suffer. But now, because of the providence of God, because of the restoration providence, this time, this age, is democratic age. Everybody is free. Everybody is equal under laws. So this time was not available for the people who lived in the past. But now, we are living in such a time. But not only this. Such circumstances were made because of sending God's man, Messiah, on earth. So this is the time of freedom. You can have anything you like to have. But not only this, we can have Messiah on this time, at this time. So this is the time of Messiah's coming. So now we are living at this time. We say, all the people in the past, they wanted to live in this time. But we are actually living at this time, but we do not understand the value of this time. When you have something in your hand, you don't realize the value. But when you lose it, when you lost it, you find the value. Therefore, those people who could not live at such a time, they envy us very much because of our time. But the people who are living at this time, they do not appreciate. Therefore, first, we have to appreciate the time where we are living. If we really understand the value of this time, we can be grateful for giving us such a time. But now, in this world, there are more than 4 billion people living on earth. Among these people, many of them do not understand the value of time, but now we can understand the importance of time because we know the providence of God. Many people, they are living in this precious time, but because of their ignorance of God's providence, they cannot realize the value of this time. But we are in the position where we can understand the true value of this time. So because of giving us such tremendous, precious time for us, we have to be grateful. And we are living in such a time, and we know God. There are many things, many different kinds of knowledges, philosophies. And people say, I have the knowledge which you do not have. The scholars, they are very proud because they know important knowledge which ordinary people do not know. Because of this, they are proud. Among these knowledges, they are not the same. Some knowledge is more important than the other. And the person who knows the most valuable knowledge, he is the most proud one. But among the knowledges or philosophies or many things, what is the most valuable knowledge? Knowing material is also important. Knowing the structure of material, atoms, molecules, this is very important. Therefore, those who found the truth, they get a Nobel Prize or many prizes. But those materials or plants or animals, the knowledge are also important, but the most highest knowledge of all is the knowledge of God. To know God, to have good knowledge of God, this is the highest knowledge. Therefore, the one who understands God, the one who has knowledge of God, he is to be the most proud one. Because the knowledge of material, they were created by God. When you compare the knowledge of God and the creation, of course that's also important, but it is no comparison. And our knowledge of God, it will influence our life in the spirit world, our internal life, eternal life. Therefore, how much knowledge we have about God. If we have more knowledge of God, then we should be really proud and we should be grateful for giving such a knowledge for us. Now we are in the position to understand God. We can study God. We can experience God if we try. If you take proper life, we can not only know God, but we can experience God. This is the difference. In the past, there were many people who knew God, but they could not experience God. But this time, because of the merit of this time, not only know God, but we can experience God. God can come to us. This is the difference. If we make our efforts, and if we follow right way, God can come to us. You can experience God. So to know God, but not only to know, but to experience God. This is the most valuable thing. Therefore, when we can do this, we have to be grateful. There's too much reason to be grateful by this. And also now, we have two parents on earth. Not only we have two parents, but we can have connection to our two parents. They are living on earth, but just they are living and we are living in separate worlds. No. We are living in the same world, in the same connection. True parents become our own true parents. Jesus was born 2,000 years ago, and many people who followed Jesus, they could not see Jesus. They could not hear Jesus directly. But now, we are living together with our true parents. We can hear from them. We can see them physically, directly, many times. This most Christians could not have with Jesus. Even though they dedicated all their life, they could not have such a merit. But for us, we can see and we can live together with our true parents. And these true parents, when you compare the value of true parents and Jesus, Of course, the value of Jesus is very great, but Jesus himself is calling through parents his father and his mother. So you cannot compare the value. If we go to museum or art hall, we see many pictures of Jesus or the followers of Jesus. If we can something, we can find something from Jesus, it will be valueless one. It will become valueless. So much value that you cannot count it by material or anything. But because we are now having our true parents with us, therefore we do not understand the value. But in future, when Father goes to spirit world, or true parents go to spirit world, and when people cannot see them directly, people will realize the value of true parents. But after we lose something and we realize it's already too late. So when we have, if we can realize the true value and we have it, that is most precious thing. So we can have true parents as our own true parents. Because of this, this is already too much for us to be grateful. In the past, people, they dedicated their life, their whole life for God, but they could not have such merit. But without sacrificing our lives, we can have this. So, for God, for our true parents, the fact that we have this, this is already too much reason. Enough to be grateful for all our lifetime. But not only this. True parents gave us blessing. Many members received the blessing. Blessing is to inherit what they achieved in their lifetime. They fought for and they achieved. Those things become ours. This is blessing. Inheriting from father's accomplishment. And blessing, because of this, we can be separated from Satan. Of course, there are many things we have to do, but conditionally, we can be separated by receiving blessing from Satan. And not only this, many members have husband or wife, eternal husband, eternal wife, which cannot be changed. This is also another reason